Numbers, chapter 6, beginning at verse 22. The Lord told Moses to speak to Aaron and to his sons, and to tell them to bless the Israelites with these words: The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. In this way, they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. Chapter 7. On the day that Moses finished setting up the dwelling, he anointed and consecrated it with all of its furnishings and the altar with all of its utensils. He anointed and consecrated them. The tribal chiefs of Israel, the heads of their fathers' houses, brought offerings. These were the chiefs of the tribes who were in charge of the registration. They brought as their offering before the Lord 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 tribal chiefs, and an ox for every tribal chief. They presented them in front of the dwelling. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Accept these gifts from them, so that they may be used for doing the work at the tent of meeting. You are to give them to the Levites as each one's work requires." Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 carts and 4 oxen to the descendants of Gershon, as their work required. He gave 4 carts and 8 oxen to the descendants of Merari, as required for their work under the direction of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But to the descendants of Kohath he did not give any, because their work was to carry the holy things on their own shoulders. The tribal chiefs also brought offerings for the dedication of the altar on the day that it was anointed. The tribal chiefs brought their offerings before the altar. The Lord said to Moses, "Each day one tribal chief will bring his offering for the dedication of the altar." On the first day, the one who brought his offering was Nashon, son of Amminadab, from the tribe of Judah. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel, both full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Nashon, son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nathanael, son of Zuar, the tribal chief of Issachar, brought his offering. He brought for his offering 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old male lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 heads of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Nathanael, son of Zuar. On the third day, it was the tribal chief of Zebulun's descendants, Eliab, son of Helon. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old male lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Eliab, son of Helon. On the fourth day, it was the tribal chief of Reuben's descendants, Elizur, son of Shedeur. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, one small gold bull weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, one young bull, one ram, 1-year-old male lamb for a whole burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Eleazar, son of Shedeur. On the 5th day, it was the tribal chief of Simeon's descendants, Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old male lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. On the 6th day, it was the tribal chief of Gad's descendants, Eliasaph, son of Duel. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offspring of Eliasaph, son of Duel. On the 7th day, it was the tribal chief of Ephraim's descendants, Elishama, son of Aminahud. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Elishama, son of Amahud. On the 3rd day, it was the tribal chief of Manasseh's descendants, Gamaliel, son of Pedahzur. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old male lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Gamaliel, son of Pedahzur. On the 9th day, it was the tribal chief of Benjamin's descendants, Abidan, son of Gideoni. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old male lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Abidan, son of Gideoni. On the 10th day, it was the tribal chief of Dan's descendants, Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old male lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, it was the tribal chief of Asher's descendants, Pagiel, son of Ochren. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old male lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Pagiel, son of Ochran. On the 12th day, it was the tribal chief of Naphtali's descendants, Ahira, son of Enan. His offering was 1 silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver sprinkling basin weighing 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 small gold bowl weighing 10 shekels, filled with incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1-year-old male lamb for a whole burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male breeding goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. This was the offering of Ahira, son of Enan. These were the offerings from the tribal chiefs of Israel for the dedication of the altar on the day that it was anointed: 12 silver dishes, 12 silver sprinkling basins, 12 small gold bowls. Each silver dish weighed 130 shekels, and each sprinkling basin weighed 70 shekels. All the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel. The 12 gold bowls filled with incense weighed 10 shekels each according to the sanctuary shekel. All the gold bowls weighed 120 shekels. All the cattle for the whole burnt offering were 12 young bulls, 12 rams, 12 one-year-old male lambs along with their grain offerings. Also there were 12 male breeding goats for a sin offering. All the cattle for the sacrifice of the fellowship offering were 24 young bulls, 60 rams, 60 male breeding goats, and 61-year-old male lambs. These were the offerings for the dedication of the altar after it was anointed. When Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard the Lord's voice speaking to him from between the 2 cherubim above the atonement seat that was on the Ark of the Covenant. In this way, the Lord spoke to him.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.